PA Gaming Control Board fines BetMGM and other operators. Following the approval of consent agreements, the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, PGCB, has imposed fines totaling $282,205 on three gaming operators for various regulatory violations. The fines were issued based on recommendations from the Office of Enforcement Counsel, which oversees regulatory compliance in the Pennsylvania gaming industry. The largest penalty, amounting to $260,905, was levied against BetMGM for 152 infractions related to the state's interactive self-exclusion list. Pennsylvania law requires licensed betting operators to implement measures to prevent individuals on the self-exclusion list from opening or accessing accounts on their platforms. However, an investigation revealed that BetMGM failed to comply with the rule by permitting individuals on the self-exclusion list to gamble. Alongside BetMGM, BetRiva's parent company, Rush Street Gaming, received a $13,800 fine for failing to submit a timely principal license renewal application for its chief financial officer. Stadium Casino Westmoreland Re, operator of Live Casino Pittsburgh, was also fined $7,500 for utilizing revoked software on 11 slot machines. Gambling privileges revoked for neglecting minors. In separate actions, the PGCB addressed incidents involving individuals who left minors unattended while gambling. Several individuals were either added to or denied removal requests from the state's involuntary exclusion lists. One of the individuals added to the exclusion list was a man who left a 12-year-old child unattended in a vehicle on two separate occasions in one day, totaling 20 minutes outside Live Casino Philadelphia while he gambled inside the sportsbook. After the second incident, the individual was issued a trespassing citation and later banned by the casino for cheating. In another case, a woman abandoned a 12-year-old child in the bus lobby of Mount Airy Casino Resort for 26 minutes to play slot machines. A man responsible for leaving five minors unsupervised in a vehicle for 35 minutes while gambling at Presque Isle Downs and Casino in 2022 was denied removal from the exclusion list. Another person whose appeal was rejected was a woman who repeatedly left her 14-month-old child in a locked vehicle outside Valley Forge Resort Casino on multiple occasions in 2021, leaving the child exposed to 88-degree temperatures while she gambled inside for 11 minutes. With the latest additions, Pennsylvania's casino involuntary exclusion list now has 1,280 names, while the iGaming involuntary exclusion list has 62.